Brothers and sisters in Christ, in today's gospel, the young man simply walked away. In fact, the gospel says that he walked away sad because he genuinely desired to do what was right, and yet the demand, he thought, was too great. Aren't we all guilty of walking away sometimes? The teachings of Christ are so simple that they can be understood by a child, and yet they can be so complex that we want to bend these teachings to accommodate our lifestyle. The young man in today's gospel dutifully went to church and was a rules follower, but we're always being called into a deeper relationship with Christ. Today's gospel begs the question, what are the things and the attitudes I'm holding on to so tightly that I'm choosing them over generosity, kindness, and humility? The first reading celebrates the beauty of choosing wisdom and how her guidance blesses us with spiritual richness. In Hebrews, the readings describe truth as a double-edged sword, and the discerning Christian spirit recognizes and lives the truth with their attitudes, actions, and decisions. Every week at Mass, we hear Christ calling us to be better versions of ourselves and to let the power of this Mass change how we live our life. Let us pray for each other that we are inspired by the challenge of today's word and that we have the desire to respond instead of merely walking away. This weekend is the Disciples Response Fund Sunday, and I ask all who can to please support the work of the church in Western Kentucky. I'm so appreciative for all the financial support you showed the diocese this past year. As the pandemic unfolded last year, we saw extensive unemployment. School and churches and many businesses were closed at times. From month to month and even week to week, we did not know how this would affect each of us personally and as families. The diocese and all of our parishes were called upon to respond in charity to vast, unforeseen human needs. And because of the continued generosity of our people, we were able to do that. Parish income and our annual diocesan appeal were down some, but not as much as one might expect during such an unprecedented crisis. What we found is that many realized how blessed they were and stepped up to offer support when we knew some of our neighbors could not help as usual. And for that, I thank you. Please read the mailing sent to your home because it has more information about the services you help provide. The ushers will take up a special collection today if you brought your gift card with you. There are also pledge cards in the pew. Over 4,200 of you contributed last year, and I'm deeply appreciative of the work we are accomplishing because of your generosity. I realize that many of you are also generous with your parish and with other ministries and charities. You also feel called to financially support. Included in each mailing to your house is a card for your prayer intentions. These are prayed over each day by me and our diocesan staff during our morning prayer and Mass. Thank you in advance for your prayerful response and generosity. And let us remember everyone in prayer who dedicates their lives in service of the Catholic Church of Western Kentucky. Thank you.